Well, welcome to the August edition of the Parent Link Mobile Podcast. My name is Nick Swetnam, and I am the Family Ministries Pastor at Praxis, formerly known as Christ Church Scottsdale. This podcast is designed to help partner with you as a parent as you raise your child spiritually. So this month, I want to talk about a concept that we had talked about a few months back called Imagine the End. Now, Imagine the End is all about if you have a two-year-old, if you have a toddler, if you've got a kid in elementary school, or even if they're in high school still, it's about picturing not where your child is at right now, but where you want them to be one day. And what we do today matters. And Annie Dillard points it out why. She says this. She says, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our life. But the tension is that we often have so many things to do that we cram our days with the urgent and we miss the important. I mean, tasks can squeeze out family ties. Exhaustion can threaten teachable moments. I mean, how we want to spend our days can become very different than how we actually spend our days. And, you know, we'll come up with all kinds of reasons. I mean, here's one that played out almost daily in my mind for years. It was, I don't have time to do that today. I would look at my schedule. I'd look at the things that I have to do. And I would say, you know what? I just don't have time for that. It doesn't matter how important it is, it's just not there. But then I realized that I get exactly the same amount of time as everyone else does each day, and so do you. So whether you're leading the most powerful nation on the earth, a large corporation, or a local carpool, the clock doesn't discriminate. We all get 24 hours a day. And you know, the people I admire the most, the people that really I look up to, are the people who can accomplish far more than I can. I mean, they get no more time or no less time than anyone else. They just spend their time differently. And so I learned that if I want a different outcome, well, then I need to do something different myself. I need to spend my time differently. And so a few years back, I heard someone say this. They said, I stopped saying I don't have the time. Instead, they started saying I didn't make the time. And that made me realize that everything I do is a choice. You know, it's a constant reminder to me that I need to make time for what's important and cut out what isn't, because how I spend my days is, of course, how I spend my life. Now, it's August, and you're either running back into the craziness of school or you're about to. I mean, our schedules are getting full of all kinds of things. I mean, in fact, this podcast is late going up in August because, well, August is crazy. And you're already starting to wince at the thought of a crazy life every week for months, or maybe you're already even there where the kids are back in school and where you don't even think where there's a possibility for a break anytime soon. I mean, those fall breaks never look so great as they do right now. So what motivates us to do this? What motivates us to change where we're at and how we approach time and how we look at it? Well, we need to imagine the end. We need to think ahead to what the future is going to look at. I mean, take some time for a second. Just imagine, what are you going to regret 10 years from now? I mean, we're all going to have some sort of form of regrets in our lives. So what are you going to regret 10 years from right now? It won't be having no emails left in our inbox. It won't be having not worked more hours. I mean, come on, you know what it is. You will regret not having spent more meaningful moments with your kids. Now, you can know that, but that's not necessarily going to help you. I mean, the purpose of Imagine the End is to help you focus your priorities on what matters most. As a result, you need to make time. You need to make time. So the other day, I had an incredible opportunity. I got to go with my in-laws and move my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, into college. She's a freshman this year. She just turned 18, and she's going off to college. Now, I can only imagine what it's like to be her parents. I mean, here is a child that they saw as an infant. They saw as a toddler. They saw her walk through elementary school, to go through a hard time in middle school, to grow into an adult in high school, and now they're sending her off to college. And we got to move her in, and it was this mixed kind of emotions and ideas of what that would be like. But at the end, we had to ask ourselves and we had to look at it and say, is this where we planned her to be 18 years ago? Did her parents say this is exactly how we wanted her to be? Or they wish there would have been something else, something different in the process? Now, we can look at all that and we can say, did we spend enough meaningful moments with her? And just that moment itself of moving her into the dorm room was meaningful. But was there enough? And as her parents, they have to be able to release her and let her go and hope that they have done everything God has asked them to do. And they have led her to Christ in every way that they possibly could so that she will live a fulfilling life, a life all about Christ in her adult years. You know, as we think about this concept, we have to understand that even governments recognize how important this is. Now, that seems kind of strange, but even governments recognize this. A few years back, several provinces, governments in Canada decided to proclaim a provincial holiday so families can spend more time together. So a province in Canada is like a state, and it's actually where I'm from. I'm from Canada originally, so I thought this was very interesting. And they said their rationale, and this is a direct quote from the government of Ontario, they said, "Ontarians work very hard and they deserve more time to spend with the people they love." Now, I don't know whether or not they actually deserve that holiday, but I mean, it's wonderful that the government is putting their family first, even for just one day a year. So as we look at that and we say, well, if the government kind of gets that, do we need to do that? I mean, no, we may not get that holiday here ever in the States. That may never, ever happen. But you know what? We can still make it a priority because we can specifically say, you know what? I'm going to focus on that this day. I'm going to focus that on this vacation. I'm going to focus on that on this weekend, on this Saturday. I'm going to make sure that I am pushing for that in my family. So what's helped you spend your days well? What's still the biggest obstacle you face in trying to carve out meaningful time regularly? I mean, think about it for a second. Each one of us, that's going to be different for every single one of us. But we have to identify it and then do something about it. Because how you spend your days is, of course, how you spend your life. And if you don't like how you're spending the next week, then take out your calendar and change it. Book in some family time. What's stopping us from doing that? Because 10 years from now, maybe when you're moving your daughter into her dorm room or your son into his dorm room, your legacy will consist of all the small things you did on days like today and weeks like this week. Well, we hope this podcast has been helpful to you as a parent as you lead your child closer to Jesus Christ. You can always find out more information about us at praxisaz.com.